The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Lord, be with you.
On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Grace builds on nature in the same way that seeds take root in good soil. God wants to do good work in and through each of us, but for him to do this, he needs good soil. And the only way to get good soil is to break it up, till it, add fertilizer, and tend the soil before you ever start to plant. And all of this specifically to make it receptive to new life, to prepare it. The same can be said about each of us. If we want to be good soil for the Lord to make use of, we too have to be tilled and prepared. We have to be broken up so that we can be receptive to the new life of Jesus Christ. Although God's grace in and of itself can transform people, God normally prefers to do it with us. He doesn't want to impose his will on us, but he wants us to be receptive to his will, and he wants to till the soil of our souls, but only in concert with us. And normally that requires the natural human virtues. How can the supernatural virtues of faith, hope, and charity fully develop inside of a soul who refuses to battle against their tendency towards laziness, towards comfort, or their preoccupation with control, or a soul that completely gives themselves over to their moods, or one who is completely taken up by their own plans and belongings? Grace builds on nature. God asks us today to till the soil of our souls so as to prepare ourselves so the seed of grace can fall upon good soil, take root, and transform not just our lives, but the lives of everyone around us.